Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today's topic, procrastination. Yep, that sneaky little gremlin that loves to mess with our productivity and leave us feeling like a hot mess express. Ever felt that crippling sense of dread as that deadline looms closer, knowing full well you should be tackling the task at hand, but your brain goes on a spontaneous vacation instead? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels more like a taunting reminder of everything you're not doing? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But today, we're not just going to whine about it, we're going to kick procrastination to the curb and build some serious discipline. Because let's be real, life's too short to spend it constantly running behind schedule and wishing we had more time. We can do better than that. 5 key takeaways to crush procrastination. First things first, understand that procrastination isn't just laziness, it's a symptom of something deeper. Often, it stems from fear. Fear of failure? Absolutely. Fear of success? Yep, that one sneaks up on us too. Ever notice how we sometimes procrastinate on things we're actually excited about? That's our brain trying to protect us from the potential discomfort of change or responsibility that comes with tackling something big and awesome. But remember, stoicism teaches us to face our fears head-on, not run away from them. Second, break those giant tasks down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to climb Mount Everest in one leap, would you? No way. You'd take it step by step, conquering each section before moving on. The same goes for big projects. By breaking them down into bite-sized pieces, you make them less intimidating and more achievable. Third, create a schedule that works for you, but stick to it like glue. Consistency is key when it comes to building discipline. Think of it as training your brain. The more you practice staying on track, the easier it becomes. Fourth, eliminate distractions, those digital sirens calling out your name every few minutes. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close unnecessary tabs, and create a dedicated workspace where you can focus without interruption. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are masterpieces. Give yourself the gift of focus time. And finally, reward yourself. When you achieve a milestone, whether it's finishing that chapter, sending out that email, or conquering your to-do list for the week, celebrate your success. You deserve it. Whether it's a walk in nature, a delicious treat, or simply enjoying a moment of quiet reflection, acknowledge your progress and keep that momentum going. Real world example. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up at work. You know you need to prepare thoroughly, but the thought of researching, creating slides, and rehearsing feels overwhelming. The temptation to scroll through social media or watch one more episode of your favorite show is strong. But remember, our stoic wisdom, break it down, stick to your schedule, eliminate distractions, and reward yourself for every step you take. Maybe dedicate 30 minutes each morning to research, an hour after lunch to create slides, and another 30 minutes in the evening for rehearsing. Celebrate those small victories with a quick walk outside or a cup of coffee you truly savor. By taking it one step at a time, you'll not only feel more prepared, but also build confidence and reduce that anxiety monster. Summary and key takeaways. So remember, procrastination is a liar. It whispers doubts, feeds fears, and steals your precious time. But we're not playing its game anymore. By understanding the root cause of procrastination, breaking tasks down into manageable chunks, sticking to a schedule, eliminating distractions, and rewarding ourselves for progress, we can build genuine discipline and achieve our goals. Call to action. Now it's your turn. What's one small step you can take today to tackle that project or task you've been putting off? Share it in the comments below and let's inspire each other. Remember, progress over perfection. One step at a time, we got this. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of stoicism. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.